Good morning. Welcome to the Truckin' for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be with you today. And today I want to invite you, if you have a prayer request of any kind, you can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Today I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, and I ask that you touch them and bless them. If there be one that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, Father, that you draw them by your love and mercy, that they may come to salvation, knowing that they must receive you and ask you into their hearts. Open their eyes to salvation. Save that man, that woman, that boy and girl, I pray today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read a verse of scripture. You know, this is a part that we hear quoted a lot. We hear a lot of people quote the scripture. It's out of Matthew 7, verse 7, and it says, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. And knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh," verse 8 says, "receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh shall be opened." You know, today, a lot of times, we have not because we ask not. The Bible says, and when you do ask, you ask amiss. A lot of times we ask for things, and we don't ask with the right attitude or the right motive. The Lord said if you would ask and seek and knock, that means you've got to search out, and you've got to know God's will and God's word. And when you ask accordingly to God's word, He's going to bless you. And you know, one thing that we need to know that is God's will for our life is that we be saved. And when we ask for salvation, God is going to give us salvation. Something else that God will do, He'll help you get delivered off of habits. One man told us one time, he said, "Smoking is the easiest habit I've ever quit." He said, "I've already quit 4 times today." And that, you know, that's the way a lot of people are today. They try their best in the flesh to quit things, to give up certain things. But if you ask and seek God and ask Him for His divine help, He will help you. And you will be delivered from these things, not to go back to them again. I know there's a lot of programs, and I'm not knocking them and not saying that they're not good and have good points. But some of them, every time you go, you have to confess that you're still that person or you still have that habit. But with Jesus, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And you don't have to be held in fear that you're going back to it, be held in fear that you're going to start up again, be held in fear, but you can be gone of it in Jesus' name. Today, I pray that you'll ask, that you'll seek, and that you'll knock. And that when you go to God believing that He is going to hear and answer, He will hear and answer. A lot of times we carry a lot of burdens, we carry a lot of troubles in our life when we don't have to. When if we'll just go to God, and like the scripture said before that, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. Dear ones, it doesn't matter what has got a hold on you. That hope has to let go in the name of Jesus. Dear ones, call the name of Jesus. Dear ones, call that name that is above every name. That one that can deliver. He'll never turn you away. He'll never leave you. And He'll never forsake you. He is waiting for your call. He is waiting to bless you. He is waiting to set you free. All you need to do is ask, seek, and knock. God bless you today. And I pray that as you walk with the Lord, even though some of you that are born again, sometimes we let our love for Christ grow cold. I pray that you'll rekindle the fire in your heart. Rekindle the love for the Lord. Rekindle that first love that you had. And I pray today that on this Sunday as these broadcasts are going out, that you're getting ready to go to God's house. Don't let anything keep you out of God's house. Be faithful to serve your God. Be faithful to walk in His love and mercy, for He loves you. Thank you for listening. And again, God bless you. And remember, God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to save. And God is faithful to deliver. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week. Thank you.